Okay, so I hope that you can hear me. It turns out that I changed this, but I forgot to change my thing. So I'm gonna just use this. Okay, good. I'm gonna save it on my desktop and then use this. What is this? View slideshow. So. Okay. Oops. This week we're going to talk about ranking algorithms. What is different from last week and this week's thing? Last week was we also talked about PageRank, right? So what is the difference between PageRank and what we're going to talk about? The main difference is that PageRank uses a graph, if you will, graph, okay, and their citation, which their links for ranking. And the one that we're going to talk about this week is basically for document ranking, okay? It's more so for if I have a vector space or if I have some kind of representation for your particular document, how do I actually rank one another, okay? So it is a little bit different, but idea and algorithm can be applicable across things. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about, first I need to define what a metric is. A metric is it's basically a distance metric. A metric is on a set of function. I mean, set X is a function that takes basically two objects inside a set and gives you a real. And this basically can be seen as the distance between the two objects or the similarity, which has some inverse relationship, but it's not totally inverse, right, as we know. So R is the set of the real numbers for X, Y, Z, then it satisfies actually these three things. So the distance between X and Y has to be a positive thing. Okay, it has to be greater or equal to zero. When X is equal to Y, in this case, then this obviously will be zero, but this has to be non-negative. Second one, if X dx Y is equal to zero, if and only if X is equal to Y. Okay, so it shows that identity of indiscernibility, indiscernible, okay, right here. And here, this is one, ooh, this is an extra comma. But basically it says that this is a symmetric. Now it doesn't have to be this way, okay? In graph, for example, in a direct graph, right? You could go from A to B one way, and then B back to A, it will not be the same distance in a graph, right? So I give you an example such as something like this, right? So graph could go this way, right, A to B, okay? And then, but there is a thing that goes back here. So you could say that A to B is two distance away, B to A is only one distance away, right? So it doesn't have to be symmetric. And many times in the real world application, it may not be. For example, the time to go from one place to another place, okay, in one direction, in the morning, for example, it will be much more crowded than the opposite direction, which is still more or less the same route, but then the time will be very, very different, okay? And the cost, in fact, is different too. When you get on the bus, right, one way will be cheaper and the other way will be more expensive. So what they do is they try to average it out. Anyway, so symmetric, it is for metric, but oftentimes this does not need to be whole, to be held. And if that's the case, what we call it, these are quasi-distant metric. Okay, but if this is held, then it's called metric. Okay, and there's one thing that you need to make sure. This is actually the triangle inequality. You guys know. Okay, triangle inequality. And in this case, triangle inequality says that d, x, and z, it has to be less than x to y and y to z. So if there is something that goes from x, y, x, y, and z, okay? And this thing right here, this plus this has to be greater than this. Okay, so this is really a spatial metric. Okay, for graph, oftentimes this may not hold at all. And then you have something that you have to deal with. For example, neighbors and things like that. Okay, so here's a very short thing. So what is ranking then? So I ask you to rank, right? How do you actually come up with a list of things? If I give you a query, say Erwin King, on a search engine, and you return all these documents with rank and so on and so forth. So what is really ranking, right? A ranking is a relationship basically between a set of items. Weak order or total pre-order, okay? And a total order is a binary relationship on some set X. The relations is transitive, anti-symmetric, and total, okay? So anti-symmetric here, transitive here, and totality is here. Okay, so what does it mean? If X is a total order under this symbol, less or equal than, okay, then the following statement holds for A, B, and C in X. So first, A less than B, and B is less than A, and then, oh, if A is less equal to B, and B is less equal to A, okay, then A has to be equal to B. Okay, this is what we call a anti-symmetric. If A is less than B, B is less than C. Therefore, A must be less than C. So A is the order. A is, you could see this as a less than equal sign, but this is basically just a symbol. It basically that if A, you order A before B, you order B before C, you have to order B, A before C. Right? Makes sense, right? Ordering, okay? And AB, A is less than B, or B is less than A, it has to be either one or this. There's no other way. Okay, so this is the totality. So these kind of three things right here can define the ordering. Right? So if I were to give you two documents, if somebody tells you that, well, this one is higher than this, then obviously, very quickly, you could actually imply many things about other documents, if you know the other document, how that other document is related to this, right? So for instance, if you know that A is this, right? And B is this, with all these documents right here. So very simply, you could assume that A is this with a whole document. I mean, whole set of documents, okay? So this ordering thing, it's a little bit different from the metric. Metric is actually a quantitative thing that measures the similarity or the distance between two objects. Whereas this one, it only tells you the ranking. It just tells you that I prefer this over this. It has no distance, right? But it is a binary relationship. Whereas the other one is a real one. The previous one is real one. The distance is real. The similarity is a real value, okay, that you actually could calculate, that you could say this is similar to this, right? But the ranking, the ordering is not. The ordering is just saying this is less than this, and so on and so forth. Okay? Does it make sense? Okay. So what do we actually want to do? So how do you actually do ranking evaluation? So if you had a rank, okay, if I give you rank of all the, let's just say it's this, okay, because right now the football, the soccer, right? Soccer, you actually play every team, okay? So it's easy to do that, right? What are some of the sports that you really can't play top the team? You cannot play everybody. Tennis is one of them, right? Tennis is impossible in a tennis tournament to play if you have 128 players. It is impossible to play 127 other players. That will be astronomical, right? That will be totally astronomical, right? So what you do is this. There is actually, you cannot calculate a perfect thing because you cannot have a perfect ranking, because you don't play every single person, right? Now, It is fair in some of the competition and games, you play round robin. You play all the teams. Then you could actually have a tie break. If you had the same number of wins and loss, then we could use other things to tie break those things, right? But if you don't, like tennis in a tournament, how do you do that? So how do you actually evaluate then the ranking? If I give you, you give me a list of top ranks, the top 10, okay, of a tennis player. You give me a top 10. If they're different, how do you know that which one is better? How do you know that which one is good, right? And this is why Google could give you a list of documents ranks, right? Yahoo could give you another different list of ranking. And then Bing will give you another one. So you have three right here. How do you actually rank and do that? Okay? So let's kind of examine that. If you really have three search engines, they give you three different sets of ranking. Given the same query, Irwin King, okay? You have this right here, you have this right here, you have this right here. Which one is good? So some of them is very simple. Some of them it could be just binary judgment. So out of the 10 things, say for example, I could say this one's relevant, this one's relevant, this is not, and not, and not, and not. Right? Simple thing. Very simple. So how do I actually count which one is the best one? Very simply. If I have 10 right here, I do this simple binary judgment, and the highest one will win. Right? Okay? It makes sense, right? So out of the 10, 9 of them are relevant, and that's pretty good. If all 10 of them are relevant, that's even better, right? It makes sense. But is that good enough? It turns out that it's not good enough because you might have 9 here, and you also have 9 here, and you also have 9 here. So what do you do, right? What do you do? Okay. So you could actually give multi-level rating. So, okay, so instead of binary, relevant, irrelevant, you might say, okay, I'm going to give you a little bit more information. I'm going to give you scores, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. This URL that you return is a 5. Excellent. Irwin King, you go to my homepage. It's great. Irwin King, go to someone else's homepage. Not good. That's not what I really want. Okay? But it may be that Irwin King, it is true, there is another Irwin King like Michael Jordan, right? If you type in Michael Jordan, it turns out that there are two famous Michael Jordan. First one is a basketball player. Second person is a machine learning professor in UC Berkeley. They both are famous, okay? So if you type in Michael Jordan, so if I were to do this, If I were to do this, Michael Jordan, what do you think is going to turn out? Okay. So, Michael Jordan, this is a basketball player, obviously, I think. Okay, a retired professional basketball player. This is also a basketball player, right? Top 10 amazing Michael Jordan. Okay, this is all Michael Jordan. But look at this one. Ah, this is the one that I want. Oh, there is actually a Michael Jordan, the actor, Michael Jordan, right? So you have Michael Jordan here. Michael Jordan homepage, this is at UC Berkeley. This is the one I actually want when I type in Michael Jordan. I'm not caring about those, right? So you can actually evaluate how good this ranking is by telling them whether they're relevant, irrelevant, that's first thing. Second thing is whether this is really excellent, good, fair, poor, bad, and so on and so forth, right? Correct? Okay? So this is actually the two things that we could do. Okay, so. Okay. So, you could also do pairwise, right? Pairwise. And what you could do is say, oh, this is actually better than this, or this is better than this. Because of having this pairwise thing, you actually could construct an order list, and that it's your preference, right? Okay? So this is ranking evaluation. Okay. So what are other measures? What are other measures? Okay? It turns out that you could also do precision and recall. right? Have you heard of these terms? Probably. Precision and recall. What is precision? Precision is a measure of exactness, and recall is a measure of completeness. Okay? So, what does precision mean? Okay? So if you have you have 10 documents right here, I return 10 documents right here. Okay? And then there are 5 of them I want. Right? Michael Jordan, out of 10, there's only 5. Right? So I basically have 5 right in here. Okay? And my precision then will be basically 5/10. 5/10. Okay? What is recall? Well, recall meaning how many of this, okay, with respect to the overall relevant document. So this recall is very, very low, obviously, because I only have 5 right in here. Okay? But well, let's see about that a little bit later, because we're going to talk about how they could be actually used together. And recall and precision usually are linked up together. Often there is an inverse relationship between precision and recall. Increasing one is at the cost of reducing the other. So if you want to, so you want to increase its recall by retrieving more documents, right? So what you could do is this. Instead of this, you just keep on retrieve a lot more documents. Okay? Why? Because the more document you have that contains this number, the better of the recall value is. Okay? In fact, what is 100% recall? Can you achieve 100% recall? Huh? Exactly. I give you the whole document. I mean, I give you the whole database, right? That's 100% recall. Why? Because you give me every single relevant document. But what is the precision? The precision is very low, because Michael Jordan is only a very small part of the whole thing, whole database that you have, right? So if you give me the whole database, the precision is whatever your thing divided by what you actually give me. Then that will be very low. But the recall is very, very high, because you all retrieve all the documents right in there. So there is some kind of inverse relationship between the two. And we could explore that a little bit more, okay? So increasing one, meaning, you know, at the sake of reducing the other one, okay? Okay, so confusion matrix is something that I'd like to introduce to you. If you never had it before, it's very simple, okay? It's very simple confusion matrix. And the matrix is this. This is what you predicted, right? And this is the actual outcome. By the way, okay, when search engine actually gives you all these things, right, is it predicted or is it actual? When the search engine actually gives you that list, is that predicted or is it actual? What do you think? It's predicted, okay. Search engine answers just trying to predict what you want. But what you really want may not be what the search engine gives you. The actual is right here. Okay, the actual is what I want. The search engine is giving me what he thinks, what it thinks I want. So it's predicted, right? So the predicted outcome right here and the actual outcome, the actual thing that I want. This actually is divided into two things, the positive, okay, and the negative. The positive and negative. And here's the positive and negative. Okay? So if they predict it and it is also what you want, then what we call it, this is the true positive. So this is P prime and P, they intersect right here. So this is the true positive. Okay? And if this is what predicted, okay. But this is not what you want. Like earlier, I want Michael Jordan of Berkeley. But he's giving me Michael Jordan of basketball, right? That is positive, but it's incorrect, okay? There are also cases, what we call a false negative. What is false negative? In this case, in the ranking, in this case for a search engine, right, do you actually have this? Not really. I'm actually giving you this only this part, right? But in some classification cases, okay, I could tell you that this is not of this class. Say, for example, I'm trying to classify orange and apple, right? I'm going to classify orange and apple, okay? So your predicted outcome could be either orange or apple, right? You got it? Orange or apple, because it's one or the other, right? In this case, it's binary. So it could be orange or apple, and this could be orange and apple, okay? So I give you the actual thing. I give you the actual thing. If you predicted this is an apple, and I give you apple, then it falls right in here. But if I give you if I give you orange and you say that is apple, right? What would that be? That would be apple, but it's false right here because it's orange, right? And here would be what? If this is apple orange, this will be orange, and I'm predicting an apple, right? Does it make sense? Okay, so actual is a P. Let me just write this down because I'm getting a little confused here. Okay, so P is equal to apple, okay, and N in this case is orange, okay? O-R-A-N-G-E, orange. So this case is this. The actual is a apple, but you predicted orange. So that will be here, okay? And then this case will be your orange and is orange right here. Okay, so what in that case then you actually have what we call a true positive, true negative, false positive, and false negative. Okay, so what you want to do is basically do what? You basically want to actually increase this part. If everything is here, then it's fine. If it's 100% here, it's fine. Okay. What you don't want to do is to see really a lot of values right in here, right? This is really a wrong prediction, basically, wrong prediction, okay? And sometimes false positive could be very, very detrimental, okay? False negative could be very, very detrimental. I'll give you one case, right? You go into a doctor, okay? The doctor, you actually have disease, and the doctor say you're perfectly fine. You walk out of the clinic thinking that you're perfectly fine, right? Your actual is actually negative, right? You're actually having a disease, and it's really a false negative. And what happened is that the doctor say you don't have a disease, you're okay. And that false negative is very, very costly, because you think that you don't have anything and you do have something. And that's very, very dangerous. Okay? So this confusion matrix basically encompasses all possibility right where we are, right? Positive, negative, right here. Okay? So in classification then, precision then is measure true positive divided by true positive and false positive, right? So in this case, earlier that we talked about, right, if I give you 10 documents, there are only 5 of them are correct, what I want. So it's basically false positive, all right? So it's true positive divided by true positive plus false positive. So this is where precision comes in, okay? It could also be interpreted as a probability that a relevant document is retrieved. Okay, the recall, on the other hand, you can see that is actually defined by this. This is true positive over true positive and the false negative. Where's the false negative in the retrieval case? Where is that? They're not returned, but there is a case, right? They're really, if I only give you five, there actually could be this many, right? This is the false negative, right in here. It's not being returned. So you have to know this. This could be, say, let's just say 25 documents here. If that's the case, it will be true positive 5 divided by 5 plus 25, which is 30. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? Okay, so recall in this context also known as a true positive rate. It can be interpreted as a probability that a relevant document is retrieved in the search. Okay. So the true negative rate then is taking the true negative divided by true negative plus the false positive. So true negative rate is basically this divided by true negative this plus this far. Right? False, this is false positive. So it's 10 minus 5, which is 5. 5 and then 25 divided by 5 plus 25 plus 5. 25 over 30. Okay? So the true negative rate is what? The higher it is what? The worse, right? True negative. Okay? So you want to actually keep that thing low, in fact, for your thing. So the accuracy then can be defined as the true positive plus the true negative. Okay, divided by the whole thing. True positive, true negative. If I say it's positive, you're correct. If I say this is negative, you're also correct. So I add those two up, okay, and then do this. In the search engine, right, you don't have a true negative. Why? How will you implement a true negative in a search engine? Have you ever thought about that? What if you come up with a true negative search engine? What does that tell you? Let the user suggest the document? Actually, let the user suggest the document. That wouldn't be a true negative. What would be a true negative? I mean, good thoughts, but I don't think so. What would be a true negative search engine? What if I give you documents that is totally irrelevant? Totally opposite of whatever Michael Jordan is. Can you possibly find? Think about it, right? If I give you Michael Jordan, basically those two words, from the metric, you want to find out those documents as close to those metric as possible, right? So what is it really the negative one? Would that be the document that is further away from Michael Jordan? And what does that mean? Have you thought about that? So Michael Jordan, if I put down Michael Jordan, you find out these documents, right? So what are the documents that is further away from Michael Jordan? Isn't this interesting? Let's think about this. Can you actually define metrics between words? What is synonym? What is synonym? Synonym is 相似词, right? What is synonym? So chair and what else? It's very similar. Chair, what? Stool. Stool, right? Similar, right? Blackboard. What's similar to blackboard? Whiteboard. Boar, right? They're similar. Okay? Okay, so wait a second. We could define similarity between words, can we? A pen? What's similar to a pen? Pencil? What else? Ball pen? It could be writing instrument. Right? It could be fountain pen. It could be lots and lots of things. Right? Ooh, wait a second. Now, if we have given you words, we could define how similar words are using the metric, then wouldn't that be able so that we could also use that as a ranking thing? So that instead of similar, I want to find out the most not similar part as the negative part. That is possible. Okay? WordNet is a program. WordNet. Okay? It's a program that you actually could download. And it actually defines ontology. Ontology gives you the framework as how words are related to one another. So it actually gives the similarity, a distance between words. Okay? Wow, you say that's really cool. But the thing is, it's really not complete. How many words do we have? Well, Chinese have what? 30,000? 20,000? Okay, even 10,000. Let's just say, I know it's more than that. Okay, let's just say 10,000. To describe all the relationship will require 10,000 by 10,000 matrix. And that, I could somehow describe all the possibility things in here. Right? Does that make sense? Right? Then I could describe the distance and so on and so forth. But if I want to have all those things, and those are just words, they're not phrases, right? Fountain pen is not a word. It's a phrase, fountain pen, right? Okay? Snowmobile, that could be a word. But you have actually phrases that you could actually do this, okay? This is actually a very interesting study. If you want to do your project on, you're also welcome to do that, is to construct a WordNet for Chinese, for example. Okay? And you could use that to, like for example, crawl a lot of websites, okay, and see how similar they are, the occurrence of words, for example. I'm not just talking about character. I'm talking about occurrence of phrases too, right? Like my first name, Guo Qing. Right? Guo Qing, where does that happen? How closely are they related? Right? You could think about all the documents, right? All these things could be chopped down. And what you could do is you find out the relationship between Guo Qing and something else, the phrase, right? Using a statistical method. Okay, think about this. What if I give feeding you lots and lots of web documents? Okay, so you're like a child, like a baby. You don't know anything. But what you do is you get this thing fed to you, and then you break these words down, right? And then you find out the similarity of all the possible statistical similarity, right? Then you come up with this huge matrix that could represent things. That would be interesting because, you know, you could actually calculate some of these things. And in fact, you could actually give the most opposite things, right? What is an antonym? Antonym is the opposite, right? I give you good, you tell me bad. Good or evil, right? Black, white. Love, hate, right? These are antonyms. They're words that are opposite, very far away. Can you actually find that out, though, by constructing similarity matrix? That's interesting. I never thought about that. You see what I'm saying? Right? We could say the words are similar. Later on, we're going to do opinion mining, and this is where it comes in. Because opinion mining will use words, for example, adjectives, to describe objects, right? Okay, and you need to know that not all the words are created equal in our language. Verbs, nouns, adjectives are all different. And you need to know what they are before you can actually do something interesting. But anyway, right now, let's go back to this. So if I were to give you some kind of result, then you should be able to evaluate it by using this accuracy, negative rate, and so on and so forth. Okay? So in information retrieval then, precision is defined by the relevant document intersect by the retrieved document over the retrieved document. So earlier, the precision, if out of the 10 that you gave me, there are 5 that is related to Michael Jordan of Berkeley, right? You retrieve only 5 relevant documents, only 5. You intersected with 10. So when you do that, you only get 5 over 10 retrieved. So that precision is 50, okay? Recall then is, oh, before I go on, persistent take all retrieved document into account, right? Unfortunately, Google says you have 2 million documents, but it only gives you 10. Okay, so you only really should count that 10, not the 2 million one, because you really don't know how many are actually what you want. And we will not do something like that in our experiment to go through 2 million one documents anyway. Okay, so what happened is this: in this case, then we have a cutoff. So precision also be evaluated at a given cutoff rank. So what this is called is precision at n. Okay, so p at n. So in earlier, our n is actually 10, rank 10. Okay, so if you get 20 return, then it's pn at 20, right? So I'm looking at 20, the precision of what Google returns on the top 20 documents, how many in there are what I want, relevant ones. And that was called precision. And what is recall? Recall is a fraction of the document, the relevant document. Oh, this is, okay, this, yeah, somehow, this should be a cap, same thing as that. Intercept with the retreat document. Now, the, wait a second. Oh, yeah, the difference is this. This is over the relevant document, and whereas this is the retrieved document. Okay, this is the relevant document. So the recall earlier, if I have 5,000 documents that is on Michael Jordan or Berkeley, and out of that 10 that you give me, you only show me 5. So it's only 5 out of 5,000, which is very, very low recall rate. Very, very low recall. So again, which one would you want to do for Google? Do you care about recall? Or do you care about precision? The answer is you worry about precision. Okay? You worry about precision. Why? Because what you want to do is you want that 10 that I give you to be all the ones that you want. And that will be the best thing. In fact, Google hires these quality assurance, query quality assurance people, engineers, like you and I, to go over this and make sure that all the terms that they put in really have very high precision. Okay? Now, are they all created equal? It turns out that it is not really so. Why is that? Okay, you could have 5 documents in this top 10. You could also have 5 documents in the top 10. But are they really equal? Turns out that that's not so. Although there's 5 and 5. So the precision of these two are exactly the same, right? But what if that 5 is the first 5? And this 5 is the last 5? Okay? See, there is a difference now, right? So research engine A returns 5 Michael Jordans that I want, but they all are the top ones. And then this second search engine returns 5 Michael Jordan I want, but it's the last 5, from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Which search engine do you say is better? Obviously, this one. Okay. Now, you and I know that, okay, page rank and all that, right? So forget it. There's no way that Michael Jordan of Berkeley will surpass Michael Jordan of NBA, because Michael Jordan of NBA is much, much more popular and much more famous than Berkeley. But you could also do personalization, as I showed you before. You can move things up and down and so on and so forth, right? Okay? So here's the precision recall. Okay. So then, what do we do? Okay? So before we go on, I'll also give you the fallout. The fallout is a proportion of the non-relevant document that are retrieved out of all non-relevant document available. Okay? So again, non-relevant document, okay, and retrieve, intersect with the retrieve the document and non-relevant document. Okay? So if this is the case, this is the fall rate. So earlier, if there are 4 documents out of the 10, that is actually Michael Jordan. So then the non-relevant document will be 6. Okay? So it will be 6 over, ooh. 6? No, this is not right, is it? None that are retrieved. Oh, I'm sorry. All non-relevant document. Yeah, so the fall rate is actually for all all the non-relevant documents available. So this is actually very huge thing. Okay? Very huge thing. Okay? Yeah, actually, this is... Oh, the file rate actually for that is very, very high, right? Because the non-relevant document, if you intercept with the sixth document that didn't have it, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, intercept. So non-relevant, do this, non-relevant document with that, retrieve document, that will be very small. And then small over a very, very large thing, so the file rate will be very, very small, okay? Very, very small. Okay. So somebody then thought about, wait a second. Precision and recall are actually two good measures. We shouldn't be separating them together. We should be looking both of them together at the same time, right? So what you do then is to come up with what we call an F measure. What is F measure? F measure is basically 2 times precision times recall divided by precision plus recall. Okay, so this combines both precision and recall, right? If both are high, okay, if both of them are high, then your F measure will be high. If it's one is high, one is low, or the one is low, one other one is high, right? That still gives you somewhere. That says that it's not as optimal as if you have precision and recall, both of them are high, okay? And so this is known as the F1 measure, since recall and precision are evenly weighted. That means it's half and half. You could also do a F beta, and this one will be having this factor times this factor. And so you will be a little different. So the beta value, if you have a between 0 and 1, if it's 1, okay, if it's 1, what happened? It's exactly like that, because 1 plus 1 is 2, and then this is 1, and this equation is the same as that, okay? If there's some value, it cannot be a 0, right, because this will be canceling out right here, okay? So you could have some other values, very small values. And then you will see that the weighting of precision and recall will be different. Okay? Okay, I'll stop right here, and we'll come back tomorrow, and we'll do some more. Okay, so get the notes. I'll rewrite some of these notes for your thing.